It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Tulane University's green wave is rolling again. With hurricane season still upon us, the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico remind us to beware of the sea. For one relatively small private school in New Orleans, the waters seem to be just fine in 2022. The Tulane green wave is making their presence known on the football field again in 2022. After a forgettable 2-10 season last year, the green wave is off to a red-hot start this season. Tulane has come out of the gate 4-1. The Greenies went to Kansas State and handed the 4-1 Wildcats their only loss of the season. And last Friday night, Tulane won an overtime thriller at the University of Houston in a nationally televised game. Though Tulane still gets no respect from the Associated Press Top 25.
That's the story of my life, no respect. I don't get no respect at all. You kid, no respect from anyone. It's not easy. No respect at all.
The Green Wave has moved up to number 18 in the prestigious SwampSwamiSports.com Top 25 rankings for this week. On Saturday, the Green Wave will play again on national television when American Athletic Conference rival East Carolina, who's 3-2, comes to town to New Orleans. This game will be featured on ESPNU with a 2:30 p.m. kickoff Saturday. The Tulane football team is currently tied for first place in the AAC with perennial powers Cincinnati and Memphis. The Green Wave will host the Memphis Tigers on October 22nd and play at Cincinnati to end the regular season on Friday, November 25th. Tulane has a surprisingly long history of playing college football. The school's first college football season was back in 1893, and since then, Tulane has played football in every season, including during World Wars I and II. Initially known as the Tulane Olive and Blue, the school's newspaper editor wrote a song about the rolling green wave back in 1920. Tulane's team logo became a Louisiana pelican straddling a surfboard atop a big green wave. The school retained this logo for nearly 50 years. In 1933, Tulane was a charter member of the, are you ready? Southeastern Conference. The Green Wave won the SEC three times in 1934, 1939, and 1949. In fact, in 1949, Tulane's average home football attendance was 37,058 per game for the season, and that led the entire country. While football prospered at this lovely campus on St. Charles Street in the uptown district of the Crescent City, the school's academic record, though, was taking a hit. Tulane was handing out nearly 100 football scholarships every year, and more than half of those football players were majoring in physical education instead of more rigorous academic pursuits. Well, that had to stop. In 1951, Tulane's new president, Rufus Harris, decided he was going to make some really big changes.
I'm all in.
He instituted a football scholarship reduction to 75 and reduced the salaries of the football coaching staff and forced the football players to major in something other than PE, which he reduced to a minor at the school. Yes, incoming athletes were expected to actually take classes more representative of Tulane's general student body. After that edict, Tulane's football team had trouble finding enough athletes capable of meeting the school's new academic requirements. The Green Wave posted just one winning season, 6-4, back in 1956, during the ensuing 14 seasons from 1952 through 1965. As the rest of the SEC started to flourish, Tulane's football program struggled to compete. Some of Tulane's leadership talked of starting a new Southern Ivy League type of athletics conference involving academic-minded institutions such as Duke and Vanderbilt, Rice, and a few other smaller private schools. Unfortunately, those other universities decided to stay put, and they have reaped financial benefits from participating in their current athletic conferences. In 1965, Tulane's leadership committed to the school's biggest athletics blunder ever. Tulane opted to leave the SEC after the 1965 season. tired of spending years as an SEC bottom dweller from the 1950s into the middle 1960s, Tulane University decided to become an independent. The school was hoping to draw more interest from potential student athletes from all around the country rather than simply being considered a Southern school. In 1965, Tulane's president, Herbert Longnecker, suggested that the university might be better served by scheduling some intersectional games. Tommy O'Boyle, the Green Waves football coach at the time, added, quote, "It sure can't do us any harm. Tulane is a national university. We can now play a national schedule." Oh, boy. And local football fans knew better, too. In the ensuing years, Tulane's football program suddenly lost its identity and has struggled to remain relevant. The Greenway football team rarely posted a winning record or a bowl appearance after leaving the SEC following the 1965 season. Tulane's on-campus football stadium, which had once hosted the Sugar Bowl games and three of the earliest Super Bowl games, had grown old and dangerous in the oppressive New Orleans heat and humidity. The old Tulane Stadium, built in 1926, was eventually torn down for safety concerns during the late 1970s. The Greenway football program then agreed to play its home football games in the new but cavernous Louisiana Superdome. Unfortunately, the team rarely had enough local fans in attendance at the indoor facility to make for much of a dome field advantage during college football games. Things became so bad at Tulane, how bad were they, that the school nearly disbanded the entire football team altogether in 1985. Coach Mack Brown, who was a young coach hired at the age of 33, had just become Tulane's newest head football coach in 1985. And after he arrived in New Orleans for his new job, he expected to have 59 returning football players. He would later learn that 41 of those 59 student athletes had been placed on academic probation by the university. A 14-member commission then spent an agonizing full year mulling whether Tulane should end its football program. One vote ended in a 7-7 tie. A consulting group, which included the legendary University of Texas football coach Darrell Royal, finally convinced Tulane's overseers to recommit to the football program and give it one more go. During that painful, difficult year, Coach Royal reportedly pulled aside the young Mack Brown and told him, quote, "You have no chance competing against that large state university in Louisiana. I'd get out of here as fast as I could if I were you." Well, fortunately for Tulane, Mack Brown decided to stay for three football seasons. After posting a 1-10 record in his initial year, the enthusiastic young coach improved to 6-6 by his third season. Brown's 1987 Tulane team earned a spot to play in Shreveport's Independence Bowl against the Washington Huskies. After that game, Mack Brown did follow Coach Darrell Royal's advice. He left Tulane and became the head football coach at the University of North Carolina. It became so bad at Tulane, how bad was it, that even the school's marching band had disbanded. Nearly 30 years later, though, in 2003, a group of interested Tulane students formed a 60-piece volunteer marching band to help generate more excitement for the school's football games. In the last two decades, the Tulane band has slowly grown and now has about 100 student members. Another significant push which has benefited the Tulane football program came in 2014 with the construction of a new on-campus football stadium. Thanks to some wealthy local benefactors, a new right-sized football stadium was built on the school's campus. The new 30,000-seat Yulman Stadium opened in 2014 at a cost of $55 million. Now, if you wonder who the name Yulman came from, as I did, it was a generous $15 million gift from the Yulman family, who is the founder of Serta Mattresses.
Excellent.
The school also received a nice $7.5 million donation by New Orleans Saints owner Tom Benson. All of this helped to kickstart a local fundraising effort, and Tulane's new football stadium was financed entirely by private donations. The next step in Tulane's football rebirth happened in 2016. Willie Fritz was hired to become the school's 40th head football coach. Coach Willie Fritz had the reputation as a program builder. He led Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas, to a couple of national runner-up finishes in the FCS championship games of 2011 and 2012. Fritz then accepted the head coaching job at Georgia Southern University of the Sun Belt Conference. During his first 2 years, the football team went 9-3 and 8-4, including the school's first ever bowl appearance. Coach Willie Fritz was then offered the Tulane job in 2016 in hopes that he would be able to do the same type of things for the Green Wave football program. Tulane has become quite competitive during the coach's first 6 years in New Orleans as the Green Wave has played in 3 bowl games. But in 2022, the 4-1 Tulane Green Wave is off to its best start in decades. The students are excited again. The local alumni is excited. And this Saturday, Yulman Stadium will be at full capacity for a nationally televised home game against conference rival East Carolina. The Tulane Marching Band will be there too to help rev up the crowd and perform at halftime. Yes, Tulane's football program, which was nearly canceled in 1985, has finally found its way once again. It has discovered a new and more comfortable athletics niche. And though Tulane University no longer competes against LSU and Alabama on a regular basis, the school's football team certainly wouldn't back down from the challenge if offered a chance to play them either. Yes, the Tulane Green Wave football program is back and on a major roll. Cowabunga! I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.